And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, the lovely, Arina Devinsky. What's up, Arina?
I'm being very classy right now and holding my gum because I didn't know we were going on air.
I gave you the 1-3-2-1 count. In fact, it wasn't 1-2-3. That's the Wayne's World count where you do 5-4. Is it 3-2-1 or silent or just 2-1?
I'm pretty sure the 1 is silent. That's what I remember from 8th grade TV production class.
Really?
I'm a pro. Old pro.
I didn't know I was messing around with someone who'd been around the block like that. 8th grade TV production. What school did you go to that they had TV production?
I went to a public Montgomery County school, one of the best in the world.
I learned in 8th grade how to make horrible things in shop that just had band names on them. Like, I think I made a toolbox that said Slayer. I think there's a coffee cup with Guar on it and a ring that read Metallica, if I remember my childhood correctly. I was a cool one, as
things
you
haven't
can
changed
tell.
Much. Don't lie.
Well, I don't wear the t-shirts. My entire wardrobe isn't Metallica t-shirts. I've moved on to a nice Homer Simpson man at work shirt here.
Moving up in the world.
That's how you can tell I'm an adult. Homer is staring at a drill, and it looks like hijinks might ensue. We just got to let the scene play out. This is, I believe this ran me $10.99 at Walmart in 2006.
I just remember all the kids in the shop class in my school were making things that were actually like bongs or some other sort of.
Well, Montgomery County
smoking.
Is a shithole, so that doesn't shock me.
You think more kids would be getting stoned in Virginia where things are so exciting?
Montgomery County, I'm trying to think of a TV setting that would kind of invoke what's going on in MoCo.
How about Beverly Hills 90210?
Not so much. I was thinking that movie 13. Like kind
oh
of,
my God.
Kind of setting those shitholes.
That's actually kind of true.
I know. That's why I said it. We are doing the intro without the actual music playing because God fucking forbid everything work in the studio at once. But my headphones sound okay. That's nice. And both recording devices are working, so that's good. So I'll just have to dub in Gray Sky Eternals music later, and it'll sound like a normal intro. But it's very weird because we're just talking to each other. It's like Luke flying that X-Wing without the little scope to shoot on the Death Star trench.
You're right. We didn't have our pump-up little
intro. It feels weird as shit. It's just me going, hey, we're starting, Arena. Take that fucking gum out of your mouth, you chewing cow bitch.
By which he means he slapped me hard enough for the gum to just go
you
flying out of my mouth.
You chewing whore! And you went, thank you for that, Daddy. I deserved it.
Then I kicked him in the teeth and we were ready to go.
That's not how it worked. That last part was a lie. Everything up to it, the complete God's honest truth. So much we need to tell you about and get to, but we need to shill all the ways you can stay in touch with us and be a part of this Papa's Basement thing that we do. First and foremost, show's website in papasbasement.com. Go there. You can find new episodes of the show, which we do every Monday and every Thursday. They're typically up every Sunday and every Wednesday night, but I've been getting really lazy lately. So they've been going up actually on Monday and Thursday, which is fine. They're there in time for you to miss your precious hour of work. As you make 25 an hour or whatever the fuck it is to sit there and not do your goddamn work because you're listening to my show instead.
Or you're a government worker.
Yeah, you're just some GS who's making way more money than you should because you're listening to this and not doing anything. Because it's not like you're listening to this and working. You're listening to this and fucking off on GChat, looking at browsers.com on your phone, maybe with a membership like Arena.
No, not anymore.
Oh, just 1 month? You didn't pay for the
it
1 year.
For Hanukkah.
You didn't pay for the 1 year Spankfest. It's quite a steep discount, I'm sure.
Honestly, I got bored of that after 3 days.
Well, that's the problem. That is the biggest problem with pay sites. You jerk your way through the entire site in 3 days. And then you're just like, this? Like you're just praying for the update that's coming like 4 days later. And they give you two new videos. And you're like, I beat my way through 63 videos. I'm supposed to be contented with this?
It's still all the same stuff I already saw.
Yeah, they have to do so much. I haven't paid for porn since I want to say 2000. Back when it was like there wasn't so much file sharing and you would just look at a girl's website. Back where there was just a lot of kind of GeoCities, do your own porn site shit. and it would just be some girl that you were sweet on. My favorite of all time, nometro.com/Megan. I believe the site still exists.
Oh my God, you've talked about her before.
I love Megan. Fucking biggest crush of my life.
That's sad.
Yeah, and these sites were so small that they wouldn't make the rounds of file sharing, which again wasn't even a thing. Napster was like 2 years later. So you would have to pay and just hope that they didn't screw you for the whole month. And maybe you could do like a $10 for 3 days and you'd frantically devour the content just up and down. Every movie saved, every picture saved, throw it all in a folder and then spank to your heart's content.
They do have a download option on a lot of them, which is kind of stupid because then
there needs to just be download the site as a button. Download the HTML and everything.
Because that's what I'll be doing for the next 72 hours for my $10.
You go until you are desiccated, I guess is the word. Until you look like a football that has been deflated.
Oh God, ew.
And left on a desert island for 17 years.
I feel like that's a
that's what your nutsack looks like when you're done getting your way through these things. Just spent.
I think we got that.
Like you take a sun-dried tomato, put a Capri Sun straw in it.
Okay. Okay, we're good.
Okay. Okay. InPapa'sBasement.com doesn't have porn. Your filters at work might tell you otherwise. I'm trying to figure out why, but I don't have porn.
It couldn't be because the name of the site is InPapa'sBasement.com.
That sounds fetishy, but it could just be erotica, or it could be a BDSM community site.
Is going to a dominatrix porn? No.
No.
You're going to go get beaten. There's no sex involved.
No, not in Papa's Basement. It's just a creepy name that I came up with when I had to, name this show, I think when I was 25, doing the class, what, 6-7 years ago at this point? They're just like, come up with a name. It was 9 in the morning on a Saturday back when I actually worked a big boy job. I was sleepy as shit. It just came out of my ass. You know, it's like having to, I don't know, name your vehicle when you're
literally
four
where the
five.
Dominatrix just went into.
Yeah, and it's like I have the big Rumble awesome car because I picked that name for my vehicle when I was six. It's stupid, but we're stuck with it, right?
I actually could.
Or a cat named Mittens the Bandit.
I might rather be on a Big Rumble Car Show.
Big Rumble Car Show. It does sound physically intimidating. Let's wrap up the plugola crap. We have InPapa'sBasement.com. You want to get a hold of us on Twitter. That is where we are most active if you just want to have a back and forth. Because people try to email me. That's InPapa'sBasement@gmail.com. I'll be honest.
I didn't even know that.
I look at email and it's like it weighs on me. I'm just like, I need to reply to that, but I can't.
Don't email him.
I don't want to.
First, he won't email you, even if you're co-hosting the show
no.
for at least 2 weeks.
No.
And then he'll email you something back really nasty.
Yes.
Like, I had to email you back. This is torture.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Why did you do this to me? I thought we were cool. But I am at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Arena over here, she's at Girl Knows Sports. She's very fun on Twitter.
Be sure
to retweet and give her favorite stars.
I am really into that now.
It's a big thing, isn't it? You need to join that favestar.fm.
I already did. I'm already on it.
And I think you get followers by going to other people's pages and then just starring everything.
On Favestar?
Yeah. I don't really know how it works. I need to learn it. Why did my burp taste like broccoli when all I ate was potato chips?
I don't know. How come you get to burp and I don't anymore?
You can burp. That was forced. That's why you can't do it. You look like you're about to regurgitate Brundlefly style. Like you're going to barf on a donut. And then suck it all back up.
I had broccoli too today.
I didn't. That's what made this marvelous.
Oh.
My burp tasted healthy, but I ate pure shit.
Because that is really...
They cleared out the vending machines.
A science,
yeah.
Like, phenomena.
I've been drinking water, eating burgers, and then I just had potato chips because they cleared out the vending machine and there was a big package of honey buns.
Yeah, I'm like, John, I'm trying not to gain any more weight.
Yeah, so...
I wish I had some self-control. He goes... I don't want you to get any more weight, but the
either.
Table.
I'm looking out for you, too, but there might be 10 bags of Fritos.
Munchos and honey buns.
Out in the quote-unquote green room where no one actually chills because we don't have guests in this station, and if we do, they just sit in your studio. But, yeah, there's a lot of junk food to be had for free.
My bra's tight now.
Oh, really?
I can't breathe.
You're going to be fine. You should just pop it from the back. Just pop it. It's warm in here. You won't nip your way through the top. It's all good.
Yep. That's true.
I'm not feeling good, by the way.
Why are you not feeling good?
I'm not feeling good for a variety of reasons. Apparently, we're saving one of them for the next show where Will is the surprise guest.
Surprise.
Surprise.
Because that's how that works.
Yeah, he'll be here soon enough. But I think I'm getting sick. I've got that, you know, where it feels like balls on the side of your throat.
Yeah, your lymph nodes are...
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm in the same room as you.
Not the balls in my throat I usually like. Ha 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 ha.
You had somebody else's balls in your throat, and now your throat hurts?
No, it's just, yeah, those little rocky lymph nodes. When you can feel your own lymph nodes...
Your neck does through look your throat. Massive right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and then you reach around, and it feels like, I don't know, like a little stack of change in there, and you just know something bad's going to happen. I got that going right now.
All that I'm thinking about right now is
I'm
how
going
I can,
to give you something.
How I can put up some sort of wall to keep this from
crossing over.
I'm not
sneezy. I'm not coffee. I might just need... I'm not any of the other seven dwarves.
I was going to say, if you turn into any of the dwarves right now, you're going to get kneed. And I'm running out of the room.
I think you're okay. I don't feel that good. I think part of it was I stayed out late after the Ravens won on Sunday.
Where'd you go?
I went to Baltimore.
I was in Baltimore.
I didn't see you.
Where were you? What part of Baltimore?
Not a place safe for white people.
Federal Hill?
So something not where they filmed The Wire.
Okay, Baltimore is actually not as big as people think it is.
No, it's not, but it looks more city-like than D.C. because it's organic and people live there.
What part of Baltimore were you in?
Maybe within 5 minutes of the Camden Yards / M&T Bank area.
Okay, so you were in Power Plant?
You're naming things. Like, I don't know.
Where were you?
Like, you could look at the waterfront from where I was. I was up a hill. I was on top of the hill in a nice high rise because my friend makes fat stacks.
Is your friend Jewish and single?
No, he is half
Let's move on.
White,
I didn't ask
half
anything
Latino.
Else.
So he's kind of exotic. I don't know.
I didn't ask for those details.
But
he already got through the stuff.
When did you become a JF-er? When did this become important to you? Are you in marriage mode all of a sudden?
No, not at all.
I know you gals will bang anyone until it's wedding time, and then all of a sudden it's like, I gotta marry one of mine.
Anyways, what? So you were in Baltimore. I was in Fells Point, and we had the choppers telling us to move out of the streets.
Oh, it was that riotous during the
Nobody win? Was rioting. There was just a lot of black people, and I guess somebody else asked me if there was rioting, and I was like, no.
Well, and that's the thing. It was... We went out at halftime to eat some food over at, Chaps Pit Beef or something like that. It's a really,
I don't know. Sure.
It was on Man versus Food, which is hosted by a Jewish man.
I don't care.
So therefore you two can make out and your parents won't frown. although the sandwich, his Adam Richman sandwich in the place, I think is like 9 kinds of pork. So he's a really shitty Yid.
I'm a pretty shitty Jew, too.
yeah, that is true. You're making jokes about all-you-can-eat seafood in the commissary.
In the green room.
Yeah, and I was like, why is she mentioning that? It's forbidden to her people, like beef and milk on the same plate.
Give me a bacon-wrapped scallop any day.
Okay, then. All right. I am more Jewish than you at this point. At least I can save a buck. So we're zipping around, getting to Chaps during halftime. It was like fucking I Am Legend. It was a ghost town in Baltimore.
Everybody was inside watching the game.
You would have thought they had dumped like a big mountain of free crack in the center of the city, the way the outskirts were empty. Because, God, Will's here already.
Isn't really even like a outskirt area.
Take a seat.
What you motherfuckers talking about?
Some fucking bullshit.
We're talking about beef and your mom.
Will, put on your headphones.
Some wrinkly old cunt on your screen.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Will,
ruining the beautiful Ravens
here.
Win with
let's,
this language.
Hold on. Let's do my levels. And Will, let's get your levels.
How long have you guys been talking?
We've done about 15 minutes of show.
Oh, perfect time for a sound check.
It doesn't matter. You waltzed in. Will, you're going to be on in the next couple of episodes because Arena's out of town for like a week and a half. So
where are you going? Yes.
I'll be in New Orleans.
Fucking sucking dick for some money?
Will just pops
and gum. Did my pimp just show up? What's going on?
This is Will's thing lately.
No. Help yourself, honey.
Let's just do the gum show at this point.
I'm good.
I should have brought my fucking water. Why are you going to New Orleans?
for good times.
Ooh.
Can we say
is it Mardi
in passing
Gras?
Or what?
I don't know yet.
Well, she is something maybe Super Bowl involved. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some sports writing stuff.
Yeah, me too, actually. And she's based out of that area, so she goes there all the friggin' time.
Based out of there?
Yeah, she was at what? What's the Tiger school? LSU.
Oh.
Clemson.
That's another one.
Oh, someone and, knows about college
and
football.
And what's the crap hole in Baltimore? Towson.
Oh, my God. Towson and LSU actually played this year.
Towson Tigers. Oh, the Tiger Bowl? Who won that one, I wonder?
The Tiger Bowl was at the end of the season when LSU played Clemson in, I forgot what bowl it was. They're also the Tigers.
Wait, so it's the Tigers versus the Tigers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like the Springfield Wildcats versus the Shelbyville Wildcats.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think their stadium is also called Death Valley.
And that's what yours is? Or?
Yeah.
Wow, that is really cheesy on their part.
Yeah.
That is literally the way like Chantilly Chargers or just like San Diego Chargers. You know, you rip off the name of something bigger than you. But we were talking about Baltimore after the Ravens win. And it was a trip because it was just very empty during the game.
Oh, you mean it was a trip because you abandoned your mom in the hospital?
We'll get to that later.
All right.
That was fun, too. I needed a break.
you picked a good time.
Hey, bitch knew I was gone from a week
in
advance.
The Ravens don't go to the Super Bowl every year.
Exactly. It's not often you're in Baltimore for these things.
I'm probably fucking going. You want to spend it at McDougs?
No, I want to go to a real establishment.
Not a TV in there.
There are, and they're dirty and old.
All right.
I was there recently.
Are you talking about the strippers or the TVs?
Both.
Oh, McDougs is Brazilian so stripper. Depressing. She's long gone, by the way. There was only
long gone like she retired, or long gone like she's in the ground.
She's probably with Jesus now. But after the game, about 15 minutes, people started streaming out, and it was just a trip. Because very rough people were out on the street, and normally, like, your average white person, if a black guy's jumping up and down and screaming, you would shit yourself.
You're so Virginian, where you're like, oh my God, there's a black person.
No, there's a colored person!
Fucking in Baltimore, black people, like, just walk in between traffic like the goddamn biker
okay,
who gets hit in
true.
The Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
like, remember when he looks out and sees, like, the goddamn
that's what I'm bike. Saying. And they would be screaming.
I was
and so, on a normal day, you would shit your pants, but after the win, they would just be like, ah! And you would go, Ravens, and they go, yeah, Ravens. You're like, oh, okay, we're still
doing
the
Ray Lewis shuffle with some of my
the squirrel dance.
My new friends.
What is that? Stab someone, then flee the scene.
Cover for your friends.
Hey, he got let go for that. He
was obstruction.
Never charged.
I can't. That was literally the most retweeted thing I've ever tweeted. Like they showed Ray Lewis after the game, and he was just on the ground.
Oh, yeah,
he was crying so hard for
beautiful.
Like maybe 4 minutes, and it's like, dude, this wasn't the Lombardi. You know what I mean? This is the championship. Take it down a notch or two. So I tweeted something like, Ray Lewis hasn't been this ecstatic since he heard the words not guilty.
Damn.
You would be amazed how many people wanted to get goddamn Matlock on me like, well, technically he was acquitted. It's like, fuck you. It was a one-liner on Twitter. And then people were like, oh, Papa's Basement's just a joyless hater piece of shit. It's like, you don't even follow me. What the motherfuck are you talking about?
Did you hashtag it?
No, just people like literally were looking up the words Ray Lewis, I guess. I didn't hashtag
I have
a goddamn thing.
I have no idea how the fuck Twitter works.
I don't find anything other than women I want to DM and ask for nudes. If you want to know how to do that on Twitter, I'm gold. If you want to know how to like get real followers and get your shit published and noticed, I'm horrible. Arena?
I was just going to say that I was in New Orleans when the Saints went to the Super Bowl and they won the AFC Championship. And
NFC.
Was it?
Yes, girl, no sports. Continue.
Anyways.
It's girl, no sports, question mark?
Are you sure?
They're in the NFC South. I know very well.
Okay. Anyways, we'll agree to disagree.
Even I know they're in the NFC.
Yeah. They
but
played
anyways,
the Colts from the AFC that year.
When they won, not the Super Bowl, when they won the
championship
game. I was in New Orleans for that, and it was, like, beautiful. Like, people were just, like,
stabbing.
High-fiving everybody. Like, I remember
sucking.
We ran down the...
Fucking.
We ran through, like, Bourbon Street. I just ran into people, like, I hadn't seen
No,
ever.
It's great.
You
it's
ran
just,
into Nick the
beautiful.
Pig and Manny.
I will tell you something, though. The Baltimore cops did not high-five me. The New Orleans cops did high-five me.
I mean, cops vary wildly. I remember being in Blacksburg after a big tech win, and the cops greeted us with tear gas.
Now what?
And beating on their shields like fucking Spartans.
You got to realize New Orleans cops are like Vegas cops. Like, they're used to dealing with
they're
drunk
just
assholes.
They're so used to it, yeah.
Like, that's just part of the gig. Like, Baltimore cops, uh-uh.
Well, not just... It's weird because the B-more cops, I didn't see anyone doing anything that bad. It was literally just a lot of horn honking and screaming ravens. Like, the way you go to Vegas, it's just, Vegas, baby! And everyone's screaming, Vegas, baby, back and forth at each other. It was just ravens, baby, back and forth. Kind of like Cleveland.
They're not doing the taking call, it back. Call.
No one was doing caw. No one's doing the 98 rock.
Nobody did it. I did it during the game, and everyone like looked at me like I just escaped
like you're
from the
choking on a peanut. Yeah.
Where did you watch it?
In Fells Point at Max's.
No, oh, is that a titty bar?
Will needs a new
lots
titty
of
bar to
there.
Go to.
I did walk in my Redskins hoodie, and I got a lot of crap, and then I found the biggest, blackest dude in there, and he was also wearing Redskins. And he's like, don't worry, girl. He's like, don't worry, girl, I got your back.
Nice.
By that, I mean, grab your ankles, bitch. Give me a wallet, I'm gonna cut
that
you.
That was a warning punch, Will. That was a warning punch to the thigh. The next one gets to the balls.
No, it's a weird relationship. I feel that we've done this on the show too, but what the hell? There's only so much to talk about in life. The Redskins fans, I believe, see the Ravens as their AFC team.
Can I just say that Will just crossed his legs for protection?
Oh, he's like
getting comfortable because I'm like turn so I can like look at both of you.
You look like Mari Povich during an interview now. Fucking one leg actually over the other.
No, I don't do like the femme like
yeah, where it's fucking ankle against the other shin.
Yeah, no.
Where your testicles are just mashed, like one's under the thighs, one's above it.
No, I do the 90
I don't know anything
degrees.
About that.
It's almost like a frog on its side looking at you.
No, men should not like therapists cross their legs like that. It's like the Dr. Katz or something.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. Like, I can do it, but I have to reach under my sack and, like, almost lift it up,
no, that's
cross
like
my legs, and lower it on top.
Me, when I do the fucking...
Arena's just rolling her eyes so much.
The quad lift machine.
I'm just
machine.
Wondering where we're getting to the fun part of the show.
She looks like a...
Right here.
So, you like, win it, bitch!
No, like, when I do the... What's it called? Like, it's quad raises?
Yeah.
Like, where you know, you extend your knees?
Yes.
Yeah, like, every time I do that, I gotta, like, fucking, like, lift my unit so I can kind of, like, bring my legs together.
Oh, well, I think you just do them with your legs kind of akimbo.
No, see, Bill, I like to do them, like, close. That way it works your abs more. Like, I do it for abs.
Oh, well, that'll crush you.
Yeah.
Arena.
All right, so what are you talking
John?
About?
I think we're
large
just...
Large black man.
No, I was just talking about the fun
Said
of Baltimore.
Was so
it was a...
see your pussy from the back like Mel Gibson.
Oh, dear. That was too much. You don't remember? We used to play that tape on the show. One of the few times we did audio prep.
I mentioned that because of your Facebook picture. Like, Jesus, I can see the outline of your vulva through that thing.
Oh, is that with your ass out? That's actually a really good picture. Yeah.
Thank you.
Where you look all tanned and it's like a skirt just
I
up
know.
Against the ass. So
I was like my
I'll
ass-
be looking at that ass in a bit.
I was like, my face looks terrible in this picture, but my ass looks awesome. And then I was like, I think I just understood guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it doesn't matter what your face looks like.
Well, you just scroll through to the good parts. It's like fast-forwarding through a porno. You're just like, this sucks, that's good, this is bad.
Is that a gay next to you in that picture?
I think so. He looked rather...
That's my fiancé.
Emotive.
Is he a gay?
He's my fiancé.
Yes. That's code for yes.
we're
saying that Baltimore is just... I had fun there, man. It's a good city.
No, I don't get people who would like... A lot of root against the Ravens if you're skin. I mean, I don't really give a shit.
I don't think
skins,
many of us
but
do, but I think most Ravens versa. People fucking hate the Skins because
yeah.
It's
why we were here first. If anything,
and that's why it's
them.
Like screw you. We finally got
they won
something.
That Super Bowl in 2002. They got all cocky.
They won it in 2000.
Yes.
The years keep changing.
I thought you like worked for sports radio or some shit. I don't even watch the Super Bowl and I know more than you.
Shut up. Don't talk to girl pretends to know about sports like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
the new Twitter handle. That's taking the nation by storm. Did you want to get to our prep bit? Do you want to get to...
I think our bit is pretty funny.
Ooh.
Do you want to do it on the next show?
No, now. What is it?
No, it's it could be almost a show unto itself.
What
it's
is
kind
it?
Of a long show. I want to play a game because one of my favorite things about the website is
boring.
When John writes about movies he hasn't seen yet.
Yes.
He
Will knows that part of the website. He reads it all the time. Don't you, Will? Yes, I do.
So I wanted to
I read your shit occasionally.
There you go.
I wanted to do that with the Academy Awards because they're coming up and there's always movies you never know anything about.
It's not so bad like that anymore because now roughly 46 movies are nominated in every category. I don't know when they made that change.
I think it's after the tourists won last year and everybody was like, what the fuck?
No, it was in the past like 4 years. It was a lot of shit started getting thrown up. And it's weird because obviously...
That's been a while in Hollywood.
Because I think they have to pay for it.
You have to pay the same way you would push for an MVP or a Heisman candidate.
Well, I think it's like real money.
What?
Well, I'm sure it's real money in those departments as well.
They basically buy these fucking things.
Yeah.
You pay for the Heisman Trophy?
Yeah, the schools put together packages
to
push for the guys. Like, fucking Johnny Football, whatever the shit from Texas A&M. Like, Texas A&M was like, if we have a Heisman winner, it represents X more applications, which means much more money, and we can raise tuition. And they put a lot of money into bombarding.
That's actually pretty affordable. Not
anymore. With a Heisman winner. Did you see the pussy on his arm, too? Did you see that fucking great picture of him? Like, after winning whatever bowl game he was in? And I think it's like him flexing, holding a bottle of booze with a huge cigar in his mouth and just a drop-dead hot blonde behind him.
It's like
girlfriend's brunette.
It couldn't. Yeah, exactly.
Is this a guy like?
It couldn't be more American if like a fucking eagle was flying away with like Osama bin Laden's head in the background.
Is this the one Howard Cosell wanted to pump a load in or whatever?
Oh no! Howard Cosell's very long dead. First of all, boy knows sports. And
yeah,
no, that was Brett Musburger, and that was the Alabama quarterbacks.
Oh, who won the
Heisman? Johnny Manziel, I believe his name is called Johnny Football. It's the first time a freshman's won it.
Oh.
And he actually beat Alabama during the year.
I wonder if that was in the packet that Texas A&M sent with a picture of him with the Eagle.
I would include that, yeah. Let me punch it up. Hold on. You two, I don't know, make googly eyes at each other.
I don't know. I'm not feeling well right now. I kind of want to punch him in the balls.
Why?
Can I do that?
Because I'm a jerk?
No, you're just...
Punch me in the balls.
Are you stoned? Your eyes are like almost closed.
That's just the way
He's quarter Japanese.
I'm always like that. I've had cops say that to me before. They're like, you're either stoned or you just woke up. I'm like, neither, but thanks, asshole.
How charming.
All right, so what other bits do we have? Because that one stinks. So
hold on, I'm finding the picture.
It's actually pretty awesome.
We have time until this dumbbell finds whatever he's looking for.
We could just say that for the next show and talk about...
I love that picture.
Is that Photoshopped?
No, that is a literal picture. I don't know what the fuck he has in his face. It looks like a road flare.
I have to look that
up. Oh, is that like a firework in the background? What the fuck is that?
No, I think the firework's in his mouth. Oh, this is lovely. Never mind. The water bottle fell on the keyboard, but I don't think it hit space, so we're still recording.
Just fine. Did you look up Johnny Football? How did you get that picture?
I looked up Johnny Football bowl win picture.
How the fuck out of everyone does he get the nickname Johnny Football?
That's a good point.
He's all-American boy.
Fucking literally anyone could be anything football. There could be Maddie Football.
Stan the Boy Taylor.
Well, you still have a chance.
You are right. You are right.
Chance at what?
I don't know how he got that
Willie
fucking
football.
Name.
Oh.
Willie Football. No. I think our glory days is Will is a cover corner and me is an outside tackle. I think that has passed us by, unfortunately.
I don't like
Willie
watching
can still
football.
Get ran by a football player.
I don't like playing football. I think
keep going. That's just a list of two. You could have said that and that. You didn't need to do list cadence.
Did anti-America just walk in? What's going on?
Who? What?
What other American things do you hate?
Real
interesting.
Yeah.
It's okay. We've got two tired people and arena. But between the three of us, we're going to limp across this finish line and another. It's going to get duns.
We do miraculous things like the Chinese children who made the American Olympic uniforms.
With their little Asian hands that can knit anything, make any electronic, do perfect stitching. They're so good at it. So we did all that shit. I was just talking about Baltimore.
What else you got on that list?
We got a couple things on the list.
Fading fast here. Come on.
The movie bit. No, we're not fading.
I'm so glad Will came to join us. The
movie stink. What else next?
Movie bit.
Vito.
Rapping about Beyonce. We'll do
Yeah. I like mocking people.
Okay.
All right.
The whole thing, the uproar, quote unquote, and I think, Will, do you believe it's a real uproar or kind of a manufactured thing? Which
why would it surprise everyone? Okay, first of all,
I just love that you're such a shit influence. I get her to take out her gum. You waltz in here, and everyone's like,
"I was
going to
bring
in
my water. I forgot." But no, like the fact that this is front page news, yet the fact that we've had like a school or not a school
well,
shooting, just like a mass shooting every day for the past like 6 weeks. That apparently, fuck it.
No, it's gotten to the point.
Beyonce's
like,
lip syncing.
The way murders occur in the ghetto and fucking the mainstream media is just like, ugh, at this point, I don't care to report this shit. It's now gotten to that degree with like mall shootings. It's just like, oh, four people were killed in fucking bumfuck.
Who knows yet
day.
How many people were killed by Beyonce's lip syncing? We don't know.
Nobody yet. Nobody.
We just don't know.
She's
yet,
not even
numbers.
A real singer. Like, does anyone regard her?
Well, let's put it out there. Beyonce sang what exactly at Obama's re-inauguration? Or it's just called Inauguration Part Deux?
You mean the inauguration?
Jesus
Christ.
See what I did there?
That wasn't even funny.
Even I was a little offended.
Did you hear when I
that wasn't funny because we were celebrating the white president this time. He's half.
The white half. What is it? I don't know, inauguration with a vengeance? I don't get it. Like, if you've already been inaugurated, I don't really see
the
point.
Why do you take the oath the second time?
Huh? Yeah, it's not like where you get re-bar mitzvahed every 7 years to freshen
the mitzvah.
Sorry
to get all sentimental, but I did like the part where he turned around and paused and said, I want to take it all in for a second.
That sounds gay.
Wait, you actually watched this bullshit? Did you go to it?
Turned around to his lover and said, I want to take it all in. I didn't watch one lick, but
is that a gay joke? I
watched election night, but I don't care to watch inauguration. Yeah. He's already picked.
Exactly.
It's apparently even,
over.
It's a charade. It's actually done officially the day before.
Ass gets shot.
Yeah, this is just pageantry.
Kind of like
this
a wedding.
Point. Yeah, exactly.
They go to the court and get everything done.
Yeah, and this is just a fucking make-believe princess dress-up thing. So I don't really get the point, but what did Beyonce sing there? Because Jay-Z paid $80,000,000.
I don't know. It's all like patriotic songs, so America the Beautiful or some shit like that.
Okay.
Like, I don't think
like
it was
that.
Probably one of her songs.
And the big deal wasn't fucking put a ring on it or whatever. She comes out doing her little dance.
Like, America.
Yeah, and the whole thing, apparently she... Did people think she was singing? Because I think there was a monitor malfunction. Why she needs a... Oh,
she,
I get
like, pulled
it. She would need
a
monitor to hear what the fucking tape
well, she's
was playing
over,
that she was
yeah.
singing along to. So, yeah, I think people originally thought she was actually singing these songs because I heard there's a dramatic moment where she ripped out the monitor that I guess was malfunctioning.
Because she thought it was a banana.
What?
I don't.
Will, that's not funny or make fun.
Will is making like fucking 6-year-old black jokes. This is like when I first learned the N-bomb from my uncle and just for 6 months straight everything.
Lick her lips and stick it to the window. Yeah. All right, set me up.
So,
wow.
Can you bring it up on YouTube? I haven't seen any of this shit.
I don't know exactly what the hell to look for. I suppose you just say Beyonce at inauguration if you want to do that one arena. It's not important. She is singing. I heard it was kind of muted. She pulls that out. Suddenly the bitch sounds like she's really belting it out, which I guess was just the person cranking the volume on the PA system in actuality. And then a couple, you know, right afterwards, it starts to, I wouldn't even call it a leak on Twitter, would you, Arena? But it gets out. She was lip syncing. And it's like, Beyonce is not known as a strong voice.
She actually is a good singer when she sings.
She's competent. She's not going to embarrass herself. It isn't like when Ashley Simpson was on SNL and her monitor died.
Dance. What the hell was that?
Oh, that little jig she did at the end when she got busted.
She is hot as shit, though. Oh,
she has that pointy witch face that you fucking love. You have a weakness for the little pointy noses.
I like to stick it in her shitter, if you know what I mean.
she definitely looks better than Jessica.
That was very vague. There's no way we can ever figure out what that means.
What are you tiptoeing around by that? Yeah, Ashley's the winner. And she's pooped out same amount of kids at this point? Just that Pete Wentz at
Watts?
I think just one, yeah.
Okay,
what's the other one at? One or two?
The other one's already preggers. Like, she's one of those shitheads who thinks, like, when you're breastfeeding, you can't get pregnant or something else idiotic.
Oh, so she's like Britney Spears in it?
Yeah, just country wisdom.
Like 4 months apart.
It's like, y'all, the moon's up. My pussy can't get baby-fied. Fucking idiot. Oh,
she's been wrecked since, like, fucking Knoxville. Like, what was that, 2005?
Yeah,
Did
you
the
mean
Hazard movie?
Exactly. Yeah. When she, I think she lost a couple to get that.
She was
thin
hot
for the bikini.
In that fucking.
She was gorgeous in that. Yeah.
Was that a music video or the movie?
It was both. Like they had her look like the character in. Was it a fucking Willie Nelson or no? It was These Boots. It was her song.
I don't even remember.
Willie Nelson had like a bit part in the movie and maybe in the video as well. Yeah.
I'd like to stick my boot in your cunt.
Followed by my ponytail.
He's like, can you smoke this boot?
And then he pulled out his penis and placed it to her lips.
My friend's grandma.
Vagary is not a friend on this show.
My friend's grandma's from Texas, and she said back in the day she got in a limo with Willie Nelson and smoked with him. We're like, what? This is like.
Did she leave out the part where they later
sucked his dick off?
Where they later fucked when he was the young redheaded stranger?
What? Does Will need some Adderall or something?
I don't know. Will's been going off the rails lately. But it's okay, as long as it adds something to the show.
I'm sure it does.
We're adding so much.
Nothing like bringing in someone to undermine you on your own show. I don't get why people were so worked up about it. Fucking everything is lip-synced now. The show's lip-synced.
Prevent thinking about how the economy is like about to shit tank again.
I know, I have to keep the debt ceiling. I just keep forgetting about that stuff. I was like, how much does this cost
us? Forget about school shootings and war.
I was driving around our mom today because I've been her bitch boy for about 2 weeks now, ever since she went under the knife for something. And it's been a blast, let me tell you. And we made a turn and actually wound up at one of her places of work from, I don't know, the 70s, before she pooped us out and stopped working.
Before you two ruined her life.
Yeah.
Also known as that time.
Yeah. She ruined ours, too, bringing us into this magical plane. But she was saying she walked into this place because it was walking distance from where she lived, said, hey, do you need any tech writers to, like, the head of, is it PR? No, I don't want to say PR, like Puerto Rican or anything like that. HR. There we go. She's like, hold on, maybe we do. Let me check. The fucking CEO walks back and is like, yeah, we need a couple. What the hell? You're hired. And she just started working there at like a really well-paying job for the time. I could not relate to that story like one shred of it.
Nope. Yeah.
People here drive for an hour for the worst jobs that do nothing for them on like any sort of spiritual level. Certainly not what they were trained for. And here she's just like, oh, I bet this place has technical writing. I went to college for that. Bam, walks home with a job.
CEO comes out and hires her.
Yeah, it blew my mind hearing that. I might as well, she should have just said like a fucking Saint Bernard came to my door and in his little whiskey barrel was a job offer.
Yeah, but she also used to be attractive. So maybe like, this big titted cunt could do something.
Yes, that's our mother, the big titted cunt. You are just a peach, William. Yeah.
Can you go get stoned so you'll be less of an ass?
No, then I'd just be worse. Yeah. Or I'd be withdrawn and silent. We wouldn't want that.
Just thinking your brain is melting or something like that.
Thinking everyone hates me, which is the truth.
Oh, no one hates you, William. You cheer up right now. But, well, it's true. It's all bullshit. I brought up the thing with my mom because I was saying the country's fucked, and every country's fucked. It's not just everyone beating their chest about America.
How is
Canada's
that,
doing pretty well.
Where the hell did all the money go if it's the whole world? China and India?
I think so. Yes. They just, like, and they have 6 billion people, so each person has, like, a quarter. And they're like, we're so rich.
Launch code?
I know what to trip Will up with. There's more and more people in the world. Technology's taking over more and more of the jobs. In the day, there was a guy whose whole job was to bring you fucking milk. There was some lady who sat at a switchboard doing what phones do automatically. Like, you would literally call someone and be like, I want to speak to Arena in Jewsville in Maryland, see? And this bitch would go like, okay, let me plug you in. Yeah. It's so true. And
my favorite is the fucking self-checkout lane.
Yeah, which everyone's job is getting replaced and removed via
That's
technology.
That's not true. We're giving our a lot of
the
jobs
blue collar shit.
Like, we're giving a lot of our jobs to people who we say we're like, we don't want to do that, like cleaning and stuff like that. We're like, we don't want to do that. So let's let other people.
By other people, you mean Mexicans?
Not so much, but yes.
Always.
And that's what I mean. Like, people are going to need to eat, and so are their families, you know?
Well, you're not getting paid a living wage doing that, though.
Yeah, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah, but they get paid like $5 an hour.
Yeah,
okay, but it's
better
than nothing.
I don't know. Would you rather make nothing or $40 pre-tax for back-breaking work? I'd rather just have nothing at that point. I'd rather just mug.
Go on the dole.
Yeah.
You can mug when you get off your 12-hour shift, okay?
It's insane. And I think so many more jobs used to pay a living wage. That's why those jobs, to some extent, are embarrassing. I think maybe, yeah, especially if you're not first generation and you're like white or whatever, it's uber embarrassing to be like, yeah, I'm the white guy using a mop for my living.
No, back in the day, you probably made like 50 some grand a year just working at a fucking factory. And you did that for 40 years and you actually got paid your retirement.
Yeah.
They didn't fire you like 2 weeks before you're set to retire so they could pay you nothing.
Yeah.
Because they shipped your job to China.
Everyone's like, oh, the world's so entitled now. It's like, do you know what middle class life in this country was like for a while? You could get out of high school, work a dumb shit factory job where the instant you got out of your 8 hours, they didn't give a fuck what you did. You didn't have a care in the world. You could pay for a wife, multiple kids. You had paid vacation. And now there's none of that shit.
Yeah, because corporations are getting away with too fucking much. And people are like, oh, you know, Mitt Romney's the champion of the middle class. Get the fuck out of here.
Thank you.
It's people like him that are the reason why it's
He's okay. Gordon Gekko from Wall Street. He would just buy companies, melt them down, sell them to the Chinese.
Because these people are friends with the goddamn CEOs, like him and Cheney and Bush.
Yeah.
Like, these are literally their fucking friends. And so it's like you're taking the money and you're putting it in the hands of the few, as opposed to the hands of the many. But then Obama's like the other end of the spectrum. Was like, all right, let's tax the middle class and then give fucking iPhones to coolies for free.
Well, yeah, there is a bit of the free phone program.
What
I don't know
the
if
the hell
smartphones.
Is that for?
That is a little fucked up. If you haven't, we'll explain it to those who haven't heard about it.
I don't know.
I haven't heard about
black
it.
Black people get phones for free, apparently.
It's not black. It's poor. I know they're synonymous to you, but there are other colors of poor in this country. But there
Why
are subsidized cell phones.
A cell phone?
To drug deal and
exactly.
Pimp, like, and to sext pictures of your cock to women. White
hey, that's for politicians.
White women on the internet who have husbands away at work.
Speaking like, of which, Irina, what's your number?
Here's a really nice hog pic.
571.
All right. I like the way the shadow
the
cascades
number,
across my...
Oh, that'd be horrible.
Yeah. Oh, no. If you were responsible for him sending a picture of his dong to my phone, there would be the blood of four on your hands. I would kill the two of them, my mom and Will. Then I would kill you.
Mom?
And then I'd just be, like, because she wouldn't need to live with that shame.
Out.
Yeah. And then I would take you out, and then I would kill myself. Then I would burn the station to the ground because no show as great as ours will ever come out of it again. Why
right.
let it live?
Let
but
it
it's... Yeah, man, I'm just really worried for what happens in a generation or two because
Why?
Whatever.
We won't be around. Who gives a fuck?
No, they think that within 30 something years, they'll start using cybernetics to replace the parts of us that die.
Wait, so we got to fucking live like eternally as 60 year olds?
We might start living on hard drives and weird shit like that. It's starting to get really fucked.
Yeah, but so we're going to be stuck in like shitty old bodies and like people who are teenagers get to
stay
like that forever?
No, we might get to stem cell up new bodies.
All right, good. I want to be fucking like wrinkly.
We're either going to be the last generation to die or the first to live.
Wait, is this
going to
be like the Justin Timberlake movie?
Oh, what, In Time?
Yeah.
No.
What?
In Terrible Movie Time?
Yeah,
I
never touched that.
Ever been in anything good besides? I mean, I never saw the
and
Facebook
Sync,
movie.
Obviously, he's
no.
That.
I mean, like movie wise.
No.
Like he seems to keep.
He
getting
seems
work,
like a shitty actor,
and he keeps.
And he's not a particularly good.
That Mila Kunis
singer
movie
either.
He was in actually was kind of funny.
What was
oh,
it?
I watched the. I watched the version that had
yeah, Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, that
yes,
movie was terrible. Ashton Kutcher.
Wait,
Natalie
so
Portman.
That was a hot sack of shit. But the same movie with different people. That was okay.
The Ashton Kutcher movie was made after.
What is it?
Oh.
No, I thought it was the first one.
No.
Because I was hardcore and I took a girl to see that one and not the knockoff that came out a week later.
Yeah, I was going to say, so what is it like?
Like, which fucking Hollywood douche left that script at a urinal and then the other Hollywood douche stole it and it was a race to make that
this
piece
gonna
of shit.
That's going to be a great idea. And, call Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, in two different shithole studios just fighting over this piece of S script.
So it's about some guy who's just like dropping loads in some box.
You didn't take a girl to see that movie. That movie was on Netflix for forever. That's where you saw it with a girl.
No, I took some broad to actually see that, and she was all quote unquote headachy. So I was just like, get the fuck out of my car as soon as the date wrapped up.
Wait, who's this pig?
There's a real cute girl, actually, but the one of my best chances at ever playing with implants, and I blew it.
Oh, the one was like the niece of...
Yes. Don't mention.
She gave you a... That sounds like an excuse.
It was...
An excuse or something you take antibiotics for.
Should have put... What?
She has a syphilis headache? What? I'm confused.
Why did she pull the old glory hole popcorn trick?
So I can beef jerky my cock? That trick doesn't work.
What is the glory hole popcorn trick?
Where you have like a box of popcorn in your lap at the theaters and you cut a hole to put your dick through it.
I know about that one.
One, that requires a Cialis, because I don't know about you, I can't maintain while watching Harry Potter previews. And two, she needs to be a real hog and saw through that shit, because even the smalls are like the size of Willow's torso.
You forgot the third thing
hot
in that story.
Butter and salt just on your
a terrible sitcom, because that's the only place that things like that happen.
Well, no, that would be a really good sitcom. No sitcom is going to allow a dick getting handled in a movie theater. Rudy!
You want to jerk my helmet, you fucking
That's
cunt?
What you get, Rudy! Mow the lawn the next time I ask!
Oh, my God.
You ever notice how a black pussy looks just like a wallet?
You've done that on the show before.
I don't know what's the worst part out of everything that just came out of your mouth. Lord.
I love how compared to him, it looks like fucking Maya Angelou.
I know. You seriously are like... you're like Tyler Perry with Will in here.
Exactly. Oh, my God. No, I took a broad to see that. It was a hot piece of shit. And she was just depressed by it, because it was like, now I miss love. And it's like, oh, that's emasculating to hear when a man's right next to you.
You're like, you want to do it?
Bye.
And I'll make you feel loved? And I'll call you, I promise.
By loved, you mean fucking, and can love last under 5 minutes? Check here.
You can go a whole 5 minutes, John? Wow.
Oh, I used to be quite the champ back when I was in shape. Now I'm just like, I want to come and end this.
Sleep is so close.
I have Netflix and HBO on my phone now, and pussy is still just pussy. So let's wrap this up. That's honestly how I feel about sex. It's like pussy's technology has been the same for roughly 100 billion years. My iPhone's brand new. They made that thing in October.
Yeah, I really want to play.
Yeah, she's a good looking girl.
I really want to play the movie game on the next thing. So can we go into the mom thing now?
Oh, what? I've been my mom's bitch boy for 2 weeks since she had surgery, and I now realize how much she does around the house.
How has it been becoming Mr. Mom?
It's been taxing. I've even been skirting some of the shit my mom does. Yeah, I didn't mention it on air because for a while it was kind of like we didn't know what the fuck was going on, but my mom had her baby-making parts yanked, the uteri.
It happens a lot.
The ovari. I don't know if those are the actual Latin terms, but it sounds Latin, doesn't it?
I looked into that surgery. Yeah, apparently, they won't let you have it if you haven't had kids yet.
What? They won't let you just spay yourself electively?
Yeah. That's hilarious. I think you can do it before you're like 40 or something, too.
Well,
I heard
probably
about like having your tubes tied and shit, because it fucks up. Like, you go into menopause early.
You're
like
literally...
That.
Does that sound like
menopause.
Anything healthy that should happen inside your... Like, I picture tubes tied... Like the way they put a goldfish in a bag and then they just spin it.
I was thinking
so
about
it's sealed
too,
and then they put like a little scrunchie around the top. That's how I picture a tube getting tied. Yank it out of you.
That's what happened to all the scrunchies.
Yeah, and they just flick it with their fingertip like five times, like, ba-da-da, ba-da-da, and then they put it back in.
Yeah,
you,
remember
tied.
To put it in the tank before you release the fish.
They just use a really small version of the Al Roker band.
Yeah, how do you tie it? Do you like bob it like a Rottweiler's tail?
Don't you use like
fucking
medical
like, little rubber bands people put in their braces?
The Lou Albano,
the twist ties that you get at the grocery store. Yeah, the medical version.
I don't
think.
Know what a tube tying involves, or maybe they just chew bubble gum and pop it in. It's fucking
that'll hold it.
The actual parts on the inside are fucking weird. Like I think the eggs actually float freely and just drop. And the tube isn't actually connected to them. I don't know how that
it's
shit works.
It's nasty. You ever look in there?
Yeah, it's like a haunted house. It's scary.
Just like inverted meat. Ugh. Looks I mean, like I, that fucking thing the guy from the Sober video plays with.
In that crack tube. Oh, my God. No, it's weird. Yeah, I remember when I was first playing with pussy, and I just was kind of intrigued by it, and the chick was like, ah, stop just looking at it. Do something with it. I'm like, what?
Fucking have like a speculum.
Interesting. This is fascinating.
You call up like your science teacher while you're down there.
Yeah, Mr. Wolf.
They're all different. Like some are smooth, some are all bumpy and shit.
They can, yeah, there's a surprising variety.
Ew, this, I don't like what you're doing with your hand while you talk about that, Will.
What?
I was just sticking
like
out
doing
two
the
fingers.
Claw. Subconsciously, I think.
Of course, there's scent varieties. That the pH differences always really creep me out.
Any chick with any smell or odor fucking stinks.
Literally.
Wash your box, you pig.
Yeah, that is one of those things. It's like, how do you not realize that smells to holy fuck? Like, the string of every guy since eighth grade who hasn't gone down on you, did that give it away?
I don't want to douche. It's bad for my internal bacteria. Fucking clean your cunt.
You don't
filthy
have to douche.
Animal.
Because that's horrible. You're
all
pouring,
right,
what, salt
so
and vinegar? Like a potato chip
in there? What
have
you been doing around the house,
oh,
John?
Yeah, back to that.
Let me fucking stick some baking soda and vinegar in your box like a goddamn sixth
volcano.
Grade science experiment.
So, back to not doing that to my mom.
So glad Will's here.
Hey.
Hey. Fucking pour some MD 2020 in your slit.
The blue flavor. The berry blast.
I thought you were talking about WD-40.
No.
I was like, oh.
Why don't you fucking sit on this bottle of Boone's Farm?
gynecologist Will. Back alley
gynecologist. There go all our female listeners.
Put this king cobra in your cunt. Yeah, so ever since my mom went under the knife, she hasn't really been able to lift much of anything. So I've been washing the dishes daily, twice daily. I've been cooking.
At least you didn't try to get fucked in the bathroom at Arlington Hospital by a man.
Oh,
what?
I hadn't mentioned this.
Yeah.
One.
Holy shit!
I was napping, and Will comes back like just disturbed, fucking like, you know, presses on my shoulder after I'm getting the first wink of sleep. Like we had to get up, I think, at fucking 4 or something like that to get out of the hospital.
Yeah,
all the time.
Up at like 2 or some.
Or some
shit
crap
after
like that.
Going to bed at 11.
Yeah, so I'm passed out in the waiting room while they're ripping her junks out, and then Will comes back and nudges me. He's like, "I think some guy tried to pick me up in the crapper."
Did he try to actually fuck you or?
No. Let me tell you the story because God,
that's always a good place
stink
to find a gay
lean
sex
on
partner
us
in the hospital bathroom.
Yeah, so I'm in the bathroom, right? And I'm just like, you know, looking at myself in the mirror, like looking at my eyes. I'm like, oh God, let me see how
look
like,
at these fucking
fucked up I am.
Were you peeing?
These nip rings of
no,
mine,
like,
these abs.
I just probably pissed. I was washing my hands. I was doing the fucking like sick boy from Train Spotting. Like sticking my tongue out in the mirror and all that.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy, did that reference go over well.
I got it.
Okay.
I remember commercials for Train Spotting when I was 14.
So anyway, like, I'm like, yeah, just looking at my eyes, like seeing, you know, like how shitty I look. And then the guy next to me is like, oh, don't worry, you look good. I didn't think much of it because, you know, I'm like so sleep deprived. I'm like.
You didn't think much until that second knuckle was in your ass?
And then, God damn it, I don't remember, like.
You don't remember much from that event. That.
16 hours later, my ass hurts.
There's a smell of chloroform on my nose.
No, maybe
now he looks a little nervous.
No, I'm trying to think like exactly what happened. I think maybe he was just bitching. He's like, oh, and I was like, you know, I was gonna look at myself.
Was it
I'm,
subtle?
I'm,
was it like,
I'm
you
tired
look fabulous, sweetie. Relax.
No, I was just like, oh no, I'm tired of shit. Like I've been up since blah blah blah. It's like,
you want to be up a little longer?
do some amyl nitrate,
some boppers. They'll expand your asshole, sweetie.
Oh my god, my gay friends showed me what poppers were. I had no idea what that was, but you smell them, you don't put them in your ass.
Yeah, no, then they loosen your ass.
No, it's amyl.
Yeah, not anal.
I thought the same thing too. I was like, why is it called anal nitrate?
Hey, look, there's Box in the studio next to us.
Oh, look at the tits on that cunt.
Not bad. Not bad. Okay,
hey,
back to your story.
Lift up your shirt, you pig.
They can't hear us.
Oh.
Andrew Dice Papa.
This fucking animal.
Willie. All right, Billy Dice Clay.
Oh, God. I wish I
so
could
what
remember
happened to
just
the
we're having a great time, and then she's going to come around. She'll come around and be like, can I be on your show? And then I'll stand up and my pants will be down.
Damn, dude, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, I know. Now
nice
back to
fucking turd cutter on this fucking whore.
Now back to your story.
All right. So then I was like, oh, blah, 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 I'm tired. He's like, oh, me too. I get off in a couple hours. And I look, I see his like the fucking scrubs in the tag. I'm like, oh, what do you do here? He's like, I work in food service. And so blah, blah, blah.
I shave a lot of carrots. Wink.
And some, I think he asked me like where I live or something.
Maybe he was just concerned, Will.
So I was like, in Reston. He's like, where's that? It's like, you know, half hour away or whatever. It's like, do you live by yourself? And I'm like, yeah. What about you? He's like, yeah, but like I have a nephew or something that stays with me.
Was he white and his nephew was the 17-year-old hairless Puerto Rican?
No, he was some kind of Spaniard. I'm not sure.
Oh.
What.
How flouncy. Was it the nurse I had later? No.
No.
That was the big tubby gay nurse.
Queen Mo.
He was a sweet, sweet guy.
Richard the gay. No,
oh,
wasn't
yeah,
him.
Richard.
That would have been
Richard
awkward,
was
though.
Nice.
No, he was all right. No, I think my mom.
Richard was a nice, bearish, reassuring kind of gay.
He
just I'm glad
bearish.
The Republican Party sent you two out to DK.
He made you feel
Virginia
safe.
Hospitals.
He was like, I'm gay and I have this under control.
No, I think our mom's nurse. And well, post-op nurse and her surgeon were both Mo's.
There's a lot of gay
the surgeon
in the hospital. Yeah.
It's like fucking Perry Farrell, pretty much.
Fairy Peril.
And then like her pre-op nurse is just this fucking like upbeat bitch, like Midwestern corn-fed white girl.
Oh, her, yeah, yeah. Oh. She looked like she would have given a boring but enthusiastic blowjob, just perfunctory, but thinking she did the world out of it.
Take
wait,
it
did
down
two,
a notch, honey.
Do you two get any ass at this hospital?
I got none. I just tried not to get the fucking flu. I played my little Nintendo DS, and then I passed out, and he came back all flustered. So far, it doesn't sound like someone was trying to
someone
fuck you, though.
To touch my
well, I've not finished the story.
Oh, continue then.
So after this bullshit, like finally, I'm like, oh, I want to get the fuck out of here. Like I'm tired of talking to this dude. So someone walks in, thankfully. So I just walk out, and then. He walks out, goes the other way, turns around, is like, oh, blah, 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 what's your name? I was like, you know, Will. He says, whatever the fuck his name is, Gerardo. And then he's just like, Rico. And then he's like, do you want my number? I was like,
oh, okay, never mind.
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, okay. That was a gay pickup then.
No, that was definitely like.
Maybe he meant in case you need a checkup or something.
Yeah.
Did he ask you to turn your head and cough?
Are you sure you don't have hemorrhoids, sweetie?
But I think some guy tried to fuck me like in the gym bathroom too.
Tried to pick you up or just fuck you? There's a big difference. Like,
oh,
did he try to pick you up and fuck you?
Is this creepy like Hank Kingsley motherfucker always used to like
hey now?
Go in there, and I'd always just see him staring at me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Can you blame him?
And then
can you really?
Like, one time I walked by him like on my way to something. He's like said hi to me. I was like, oh hey. So I was like, all right, maybe staring at me because I look like an unfriendly, mean.
Wash your mouth out with Hank.
Like, I'm just a mean, angry-looking motherfucker who doesn't talk to anybody, and I do kind of look scary, I guess.
Yeah.
But because I wear, like, all black and, like, I don't know, a giant scar on my head inexplicably that.
Maybe he's just Jewish.
And this was the
maybe he's just that
from
guy that Beverly D'Angelo brought home in American
people.
History X.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the prison
not wanting
American
to get curb stomped.
Get your fucking Shylock nose out of here, Murray. You see this? This means not welcome.
Is that when he's pulling out his Nazi
no,
hat?
He just takes his shirt off and points to the swastika.
Big swazertica.
On his chest.
All right.
Irina's
a
Jew.
Not find it funny.
You're like, I remember that scene. I didn't find it so hilarious. well, shit. Let's wrap this one up with Will getting hit on by the queers.
All right. So anyway, this guy, like in the
that'll
gym.
Teach you to be in good shape.
So one other
eat
time.
A few extra meals. They'll leave you right alone.
Don't worry. They left some snacks out in the green
yeah.
room.
I was like going to the bathroom upstairs. And I see him almost like beelining it for the same bathroom, which is like a one-person bathroom.
Was he just squatting in an empty stall pretending to be a toilet so he'd sit on it?
No, I got there first and then he like knocks on the door.
No one in here but us chickens.
And I walk out and he's like, oh, you don't have to leave. And I was like, I'm done.
Need help wiping?
I don't think I've seen him there since, thankfully. Maybe like
and then he
twice.
Stuck out his tongue after delivering that line.
How like often Uncle are you Ed. Hanging out in the bathroom of the hospital? Or this Will, is the gym?
Will's got a very active ass, it looks
okay.
like.
A lot, because I go up there to like examine my symmetry in the mirror.
You can't just do it at your own house in private.
No, because then what if I need to keep working on it? So, like, if I...
In the gym, working on your fitness.
Yeah. And, like, what? So, if
that
I'm...
That guy's
like,
your witness.
If I'm doing squats and I want to see if my quads are even, I'm supposed to fucking, like, drop my pants downstairs.
Why don't you stop trying to do squats in the bathroom?
No, I'll go...
That might save you from getting hit on
just
that
a t-shirt.
Much.
I go in
t-shirt
the bathroom...
T-shirt, sneakers, no shorts.
I go in the bathroom to make sure, like, I look pretty.
I feel nauseous.
No wonder you're attracting the gays.
I guess.
Well... If the machine were working, you would be hearing Surf Rider right now, but it's not. And I'm too lazy to go back and edit that one in.
So you can just listen to my tears from Will's story.
The tracks of your tears. this has been an episode of Papa's Basement. An interesting one, shall we say. And why does the hot girl in the studio next door keep dipping in and out?
No, she's like behind the board now. Irina, get her attention.
She's
pull
not
out your tits.
Hot.
What's the international woman symbol for show us your meat package?
Not putting your hand over your balls.
You just reach down with like two fingers together and then slowly spread them into a V. Oh, Irina, you've got another hour of this, so
I
relax.
I think I could get
just,
appalled, but apparently
back,
again.
Sit back like that poor Indian bus rape victim. It's going to be a long ride.
Oh my God.
I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. You want to get a hold of me on Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement. Arena is at Girl Knows Sports. And Will, ladies, if you want to flirt with Will, and why wouldn't you after hearing all that charm, he's at Gray Sky Eternal on Twitter. That's his band.
Gray with an E or Billy Basil. I kind of use that one now, too. So.
Oh, you're using Billy Basil again.
What does that mean?
That's my first name and middle name.
Yeah. Translated.
You stupid fucking
they
cunt.
Named you after a herb. They should have named you after a fruit.
Well,
oh.
No, it's Greek.
Oh, I see what she did there.
I don't.
A connection was made.
Your Jewish wickedness distracted
takes the brain
her.
To figure out what I just said.
Just scheming.
All right, the show's website, inpapasbasement.com.
Yeah,
has,
I ate a burger with onions.
I did too, but my burps are divine. Or they taste like broccoli, apparently.
Like to eat this bitch's pussy and ass, if you know what I mean.
I see what you did there, cleverly.
Have her sit on my face like the toilet that it is.
InPapasBasement.com show website. That's got this episode and so many others on it. Every Monday, every Thursday, we do the uploads. A bunch of my writing as well. And all of our contact information, like Facebook.com/PapasBasement and the iTunes subscription link. If you are an Apple user, you have an iPhone or anything like that, please use that. Increase our ranking. One of these days, the world, right, Arena?
The world.
The world, Chico, and everything in it.
Olive oil looking bitch. Like this shove.
Olive oil with tits like I don't know what.
Meat down her throat and make her go.
Is this over yet?
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way, it's a mighty hard climb.